Our guest in the cafe this morning is His Honor the Mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Well, great. And we have major doings coming up later in the month of July, and you've brought some guests along to talk about that this
morning. We have a full table this morning.
Yes, we do.
I have Dr. Bob Johnson with me and Reverend Harry Turner from Mount Moriah Baptist Church and his daughter, Tara Turner. Talking about, I'll let you go ahead and work through this, but the Norris community is going to have an event, and I thought the Commerce community would be interested in it.
Okay, great. Harry, let's start with you. Harry is the deacon with Mount Moriah Baptist Church. This is the Norris Community Reunion, and Harry, I understand this is a long-standing event, but has kind of fallen by the wayside in the last few years.
It's been a very long-standing event that started back years and years ago with Mr. Ivory Moore. We hadn't had anything like this in approximately 2 or 3 years. We're trying to get it going back again. Normally, it's during the month of June, 19th of June or so. Mm-hmm. And it's a time when we just come together and have a ball game or two and a barbecue and the music and dance, just fellowship and having a good time.
But this is actually going to be taking place over 2 days, Tara, right? July 24th and 25th?
Yes, sir.
And tell me just some of the events that are going to be part of this.
On the 24th, we're going to have a benefit baseball tournament in Fish Fry. And following that, on Saturday, July the 25th, we're going to have a Norris community reunion where there's a lot of baseball game, fun day in the park for kids, and cooking, eating, singing.
Of course, Norris community, for people who have not lived in Commerce for a long time, is on the northeast side of Commerce, and there is a baseball park out there called Ivory Moore Park, and a lot of people may or may not be aware of that.
That's correct.
Full-size baseball field out there.
Yes.
Yeah. There's an organization that is part of this also called the Commerce Community Action Program, and Bob Johnson is here with us for that. And what's the connection with the Commerce Community Action Program for this event?
Well, John Mark, it's our pleasure to be a part of this activity that's coming up on the 25th. The Commerce Community Action Program is an organization that is in place to improve the quality of life in commerce for its youth and their families. And we try and do that through a cross-cultural focus and looking at economic and spiritual well-being of the families.
Harry, talk a little bit about the background of the Norris community, the story of that neighborhood for folks that are not familiar with it.
Norris community started probably with the inception of commerce at the city, late 1800s, predominantly a black community in the northeastern part of commerce. Probably at its height in terms of population, about 200 or so people. Since that time, many of the families, many people have died off or moved away, and probably now less than 50 or so, probably less than 25, probably less than 10 of the original families there 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of new people who'd move into the city of Commerce, some just for a year or two and move on. But it's not the community it was when I was a little boy growing up. It's changed tremendously. But it's still a very good community, a good place to live.
Well, it has a rich history. Of course, Norris High School was there. And as you drive into the Norris community now, there are two signs proclaiming the great rich history of Norris High School sports.
Yeah, that's a very touching thing for me because I was part of that.
Were you on those teams?
Yeah, I was. My name's on the...
These were state championship basketball teams. Now, am I correct that it was the boys and the girls who won state championships in the same year?
No, boys. Girls didn't go to have a state championship, just a district.
I see.
So they won that. But we won my senior year. I had a record of 32-3, I think it was. And we were a good team. We were running, gunning.
Yeah,
we running. Had some good players, some good guys.
Tara, as I look at the list of events, looks like you have some musical entertainment that's going to be part of this.
Yes, we have the Blues Doctors that's coming. That's out of Greenville. We have some speakers: Reverend Maren Greer, Douglas Stickers, and LMA Champion are the three oldest people that's left in the community that's going to speak about things that happened in the community at that time. We have Emma Martin that's going to do the welcome, and Sister Opa Panel that is going to do a little speech as well.
Mayor, thanks for bringing everybody by this morning.
John Mark, it was easy today.
Yeah,
thank you.
And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us, everybody. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.